on the final day. I was thinking a couple of days ago, and this is where the great part of social media sort of comes into play. I know it gets canned a fair bit, but you get to keep an eye on people that you've met across the journey around the globe. And I've always been fascinated about my next guest. We crossed paths many years ago doing tennis commentary together. He's as well. His name is Dan Ryan. For those who may remember going back, Sky News, Fox Sports, Network 10 as a young man, Sky Sports in the UK. He's also worked on Channel 7 here and then got his opportunity to coach in our National Netball League with the Adelaide Thunderbirds. And in more recent times has gone across to Manchester, just been appointed the coach of the Leeds Rhinos and also guiding the fortunes of Northern Ireland, who played in the World Cup this year. He's back in Australia before he jets back to the UK. Dan, it's great to have you on.
Great to chat to you, mate.
It's been a long and fascinating journey. I followed it from afar, and that's the great power of social media. I remember all those years ago, you were contemplating where you sort of went as a broadcaster. You were obviously not just with one sport. Netball's your real passion, but you were diversifying into other sports as well, and you're also combining your love of playing netball and also working your way through the ranks as a coach. And here you are all these years down the track, and you've landed some pretty good gigs.
Yeah, it's been a really interesting journey, mate. And I think it was, I think the coaching career was something that I probably didn't really plan for, to be honest. It was more something that just kind of evolved throughout time. And during my younger years, I guess in my late teens and early 20s, I was really focused on the media career and was able to have some great opportunities broadcasting a number of different sports and some great events, and really loved that work and was able to kind of manage that part-time with my coaching. And then eventually the coaching career took off into a full-time profession, and a bit of career stability and financial stability was always quite important, and the coaching's been able to provide that. And it sent me all over the world, which is quite cool as it's turned out.
Yeah, I reckon you could write a book, Dan. I feel like when I look at your social media, you've been to more countries than probably most have. So that's the great part about working overseas. You can also go and explore a bit of the world. I mean, as an elite coach, I mean, you've seen the highs and the lows. You've seen the full spectrum as a coach.
Yeah, look, it's a really tough profession, to be honest. And I think a lot of people probably don't really understand the demands and the impact both, I guess, personally and professionally, that type of industry can have on you. And I think when I first started coaching in a high-performance environment, particularly working as an assistant coach and then my first opportunity to head coach in England, I had great success. So I was kind of riding the wave of the industry being really quite positive and the adrenaline of winning regularly and a lot of opportunities coming off those performances as such. And when I got back to Australia for the Adelaide Thunderbirds gig for Suncorp Super Netball, we won one game in 2 years, and I ended up on a 27-game losing streak. And I guess I was only 32 at the time, which is incredibly young for a head coach when I look back retrospectively and try and keep perspective and hindsight of the entire experience. But I guess that 2 years that I had in Adelaide working in the Suncorp Super Netball, the club was struggling. I picked the club up in a tough place, but I thought, the optimistic nature of myself was I can make a difference here and turn it around. But it was basically 2.5 years on survival mode. And when we weren't surviving, we were drowning and sinking and, really having to fight to get our heads above water. And, for me personally, it took me to some pretty dark and challenging places that I never had been in my life personally, professionally before.
Yep.
But once it was over and I was able to step away from it and gain a bit of clarity around the experience, I could see how much that had taught me and how much I'd grown. And there were things that I experienced over those 2 years that I think most coaches would experience over an entire career. And so for me to be able to have such an intense two-year period but come out of it still loving coaching and having learnt so much and grown and being able to see it, I guess, in a positive sense, as horrific as it was, is only a positive. But it certainly had an impact on me that lasted, I think, probably up until maybe 6 months ago when I finally kind of let go of a few things that were weighing me down from that experience. But it's a tough industry, but if you can get the balance right in your life and all of those types of things, it can be incredibly rewarding as well.
I think a lot of coaches out there listening could absolutely relate to what you've just said. So you go across and you stint at Manchester, you're now going to take the reins at Leeds, who are there's an 18-month lead-up to them coming into top-flight netball in the UK. You've also taken on the Northern Ireland gig. So What do the Australians bring? What's the attraction of Australian coaches in the UK, Dan, with the system there and how it compares to ours?
Yeah, well, when I first got there in 2016, my first in the UK, I found the English system and the English coaches so respectful of Australian coaches. Obviously, the Australian pathway and system is set up as incredibly thorough. So you can't, I guess, fake your way through the pathway in Australia. Once you get to the top level, you've really earned your stripe. So I think there's always a great deal of respect the English have for the Australians and the way they go about their business from a coaching pathway and performance aspect. And they're very open-minded in the UK, and there's a lot of collaboration between coaches too. It's quite I find the camaraderie between the coaches over in the UK much different to what it is in Australia. But they're also, it's one of those cases where you don't know what you don't know. So when an Australian coach comes in with new ideas and new visions and new training philosophies and, I guess, values and all of those types of things, they're a little bit different to what the playing group might be used to. So there's a new lease of life that kind of invigorates the group. And that's always really interesting. So you kind of mould the English style and the way they always do things, combined with the way that we do things in Australia, and you get a really quite a strong mix. So I've always felt very welcomed in the UK and very well respected, and it's a really positive place to keep working on my craft.
Dan, a couple I just want to tick off with you. Northern Ireland, I mean, it's you know, we think about it as a part of the world which has had, you know, a tough history, and, you know, we know it's produced some sports people, but you take charge of Northern Ireland. They went to the World Cup this year and actually, you know, achieve some good things, maybe above expectation. Was this a really tough gig to take on?
It was completely different, to be honest, and I found it to be incredibly refreshing. So once my two-year term at Thunderbirds had finished, this opportunity to coach Northern Ireland at the World Cup popped up, and obviously the chance to coach at a World Cup, which is the pinnacle event in our sport, was great timing and also too good of an opportunity to pass up. So I've made the move back over to take the role, but it was polar opposite to what I was experiencing in Suncorp Super Netball. So Suncorp obviously is your full-time professional program. The athletes are all paid. You have access to your athletes 24/7. You've got everything you need in most parts. And I went over to Northern Ireland, and I'm working with a group of athletes that all have to fundraise to actually get to the World Cup. They have to pay their own way. They have to work full-time and then train at 8 o'clock at night. They're all living all over Ireland and in England. And so it was really difficult to kind of get my head around going back into that type of environment. But what I loved about it is that every single time you got the group together, everyone was there because they absolutely wanted to be. And it was just a full, passionate environment where people were making all these sacrifices in their lives because they wanted to do it and they wanted to be there. And that type of environment and energy was really infectious. So I loved working with them. And they were also a very talented group of netballers that perhaps didn't have a huge amount of netball knowledge. So the amount of teaching and education that I can put into them and change the way they played the game and get them thinking a little bit more deeply about the way they go about their business was a really cool experience. So lots of reward out of that opportunity for sure.
Hey, last one for you. Is there a dream deep down maybe to one day coach Australia?
I'm not sure about Australia, to be honest. I think one of the reasons why I love coaching is the challenge. And I always thought what a great opportunity would be to coach England. Before they won the Commonwealth Games gold medal, I thought they had so much potential and talent to get there, but they were just falling short in some capacity. And I reckon what a great opportunity would be with a team like Jamaica, to be honest, who have always threatened to be as good as anybody. But for me, what I love about coaching is the challenge. And you know, whether you can take a team that sits on the cusp to greater heights, that would be awesome. But yeah, short-term focus at the moment is definitely sitting with Leeds Rhinos in the UK Super League. I'd love to win that competition, and to work with a rugby club that has all the support and resourcing you need as a coach, I think is going to be a great fit for me in the next couple of years.
Yeah, amazing facilities from looking from afar, and the you know, rugby has been around since 1870, so an institution now, adding a netball franchise, and you're going to be in charge of that in about 18 months' time. I think your story's fascinating, Dan. Well, continue to follow up from abroad. You're climbing the ladder, and you're taking on some great jobs, and who knows what is in store for you. I know you've got a great passion for netball and coaching, and continued luck on your travels. And it's great to see an Australian making a really good fist of coaching overseas, which is not always the easiest assignment, and really appreciate you coming on the show.
No worries, mate. Thanks for the support. Appreciate it.